connecting with our bodies, particularly the contact between our bodies and the chair or ground. Perhaps beginning to feel the texture of the chair or stool beneath us. And breathing into our feet. Perhaps giving our toes a bit of a stretch, finding out where they are, connecting with how they're doing right now. And bringing our awareness slowly up from our feet through our legs, our buttocks and hips, up through the belly area, diaphragm, chest, shoulders, arms, hands. Just noticing sensations in the body. Back up to the chest. Neck, head and scalp, and our face. I'm beginning to notice how we're feeling right now. What's our emotional tone? And being open to our experience. So this is a poem by Rumi. This being is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep through your house, emptying of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honourably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So gradually and gently tuning in to our breath. Where are we noticing the breath most vividly in our experience right now? And in the moment, I'll ring a bell. And we'll begin the first stage of the mindfulness of breathing, whereby we drop a count in at the end of each out-breath. Breathing in, breathing out and counting one. Breathing in and breathing count, breathing out and dropping in a count of two, and so on up to 10. If we get to 10, we simply return to one. And if our mind wanders, when we notice, smiling at ourself, and then bringing our mind back gently and firmly to sensations of the breath in the body. dropping in a count at the end of the out-breath. Where is your mind right now? Bringing it back to the breath and the count at the end of the out-breath. So when you're ready, becoming aware now of the beginning of each breath. So as a new breath is about to arrive, dropping in a count of one, breathing in and breathing out, noticing the pauses And as another breath is arriving, dropping in a count of two, gently at the back of the mind, breathing in and breathing out. And as the next breath is arriving, dropping in a count of three, breathing in and breathing out, and so on to 10. If we get to 10, returning to 1. If our mind wanders, as it will, when we notice coming back to 1 and the sensation of breath in the body. Noticing the pause from which a new breath arrives, and receiving the breath, being open to how it might feel as each breath is different. Where is your mind? Bringing it back gently again and again to the breath in the body. And letting go of the count. And letting our awareness rest with the whole process of the breath. Where are we noticing the breath most vividly right now? And letting our awareness rest with that vivid sensation of the breath. If it helps, we can put our hand where we're feeling our breath the most, so that it acts like an anchor. Following the breath in, on all of its journey, and then noticing it as it leaves. And noticing what the pauses feel like. What is the texture of our breath? If our mind has wandered, bring it back to the breath in the body. To this breath that gives us life. And now refining our focus, noticing where we first experience the breath in the body. So it might be at the tip of the nose, on the upper lip, inside the nostrils, or even the back of the throat. Or it might be in the belly. And letting our awareness rest on this point and watching the breath come and go at this point. What does the breath feel like as it passes over this point, as it arrives, and as it leaves? Where is the mind right now? And letting go of all effort, stopping trying to meditate, and being with the fruits of our mindfulness practice, just noticing what's our experience right now? How do we feel right now? And broadening our awareness, taking in all our body sensations, the chair we're sitting on, or cushion or floor, tuning in to sounds around us, and when we're ready, coming back into the room.